Now, this next conversation, are the children back at school? Are they at school? No, they're not. They're not. They're still off school. Some of this conversation that I'm about to have with a robotics expert called Noel Sharkey might not be appropriate for the younger members of the family. So don't say we didn't tell you. Noel, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just wondering what you're going to be talking about here that's not appropriate.
Yeah, I'm just seeing one of the headlines in the link to this, right? And it's made me shudder, absolutely shudder with fear. And here comes the question, because my producer has been doing significant, and I mean significant, research into this. He says the robotics expert Noel Sharkey is coming on. I don't even think I can ask you this question as the opening question. I'll ask you a much more diluted question, and then we'll get to the nuts and bolts, if you excuse the terminology, of the less appropriate question for the younger members of the family. Noel, how dominant is the robotics world becoming?
Well, it's getting there. There's a kind of, we're on the cusp of a revolution, so it is going to get very much in our lives all the time. And it's the machines that are driving, it's the computing programs that are driving it that are changing, the artificial intelligence. But it's nothing to worry about in the sense of robots suddenly taking over. The concerns are really about the fact that they're in our lives so much and making decisions about us. And that's one of the things that I work on trying to curb, is trying to say that certain things that impact on human lives, those decisions should never be made by machines.
Now, I could see many benefits, as you can, with regards to robots. Whether or not we think it's excellent to have them work on a car assembly line instead of people, the jury's out on that. No one's employed, but they make wonderful cars. They work in so many factories. They are helping in the medical world. They are all around us, and they are rapidly developing. Are we anywhere close to them having some form of mind?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm one of those people who don't think so, because I've been working on them for decades, and they're just simple machines to me, really. They can be really brilliant, though, at doing certain things. Here's the thing. It's what you call narrow intelligence, so they can do certain limited things, and they're not going to be really intelligent like you can see in TV shows like Westworld, where they're really, really just essentially humans and they're human actors. It's brilliant stuff, but that's not what robots are like. Robots are more like what you see in assembly lines, although people are making them look a bit like humans. And the artificial intelligence itself will do one particular job brilliantly. And the sort of holy grail of artificial intelligence would be to make one that could do several jobs. Because now they can't, you know, a chess-playing robot couldn't make you a cup of tea to save its life.
So we're getting closer to robots that can carry out a raft of duties for us.
Well, a specific duty anyway. I mean, if you have a washing up robot, it's not going to be able to drive a car.
But are we getting any closer to one that could wash up and maybe do a bit of ironing?
Well, actually, I don't like to talk about washing up, because it's a bit embarrassing, because robots can't do washing up at all.
Is that because they rust?
A bit of ironing they could do, and they can fold a tile if you give them about 25 minutes. So we're not looking at something doing all your housework just yet. There's one in Berkeley that can actually pick up towels and put them in the washing machine for you. So they can do that a bit and come back and take them out. But even opening a door is very hard for a robot.
I'm getting closer to this really sensitive question. However, I'm not asking it yet. Is there a possibility that robots in the future, or even in the near future, could fight wars for us?
Yes. It's not so much fight wars for us. I mean, there are already large developments throughout the world of robot weapons. It's one of the things I campaign about at the UN to try and have them stopped. That's weapons that will go out and kill people without human supervision. They'll hunt them and track them and target them. But they're not smart. They're not like Terminators. They're tanks. They're missiles. Sorry, fighter jets, submarines, ships, those kinds of things. So they look like fairly traditional military equipment, but they've got the programs in them that will let them hunt people and kill them.
Now, the question up on the screen that I'm still hesitating to ask, I'm now getting round to it. You know, I'm a sensitive sort of chap. You sound like a like-minded person, Noel. You'd be, like me, easily embarrassed when it comes to certain dimensions of topic being covered on the radio. However, new research reveals that the British public do feel that there is a possibility that they could in the future get intimate with a robot. And the development, I suppose, if you consider, I don't know, Noel, if you've ever seen one. I've only ever seen them on Only Fools and Horses. But a blow-up doll is something which you can buy in Sleazy Jim's shop. The development of that could be a robot. And I'm looking at pictures here of incredibly attractive robots that look like women. And they could provide, apparently, a very entertaining and enjoyable service. It's incredibly depressing to think that people are going to go down this line, but could we in the future be having sex with robots?
Well, very much so. I think that you're talking about the Now TV research that I've got in front of me here with the statistics showing about what people think. But the trouble with that is the people who are being asked, and I don't mean to be offensive to the public, but they're not the people. I wouldn't ask the public what's the future of science. So they are really basing it on science fiction. You've seen the pictures yourself, and I'm not in the slightest bit embarrassed about talking about it. I've talked about this quite a lot, actually, and lectured about it. These robots are definitely here. There are four companies in the United States that are shipping them already. They cost between $6,000 and $13,000, round about that price. So a bit pricey for most people. Whether they'll be used widely or not remains to be seen. They might be just a small fetish object that, you know, a few people, you mentioned blow-up dolls. I mean, they might be of that kind of ilk, or they might become much more widely spread. We can't really tell at this point in time.
Yeah, the ones that are available at the moment, just to be blunt about it, do you get into bed with these things?
Oh, well, into bed, on the floor, whatever. Yes, I would say so.
And you carry out all the actions.
That's what it's designed for.
Yeah, you carry out all the actions that you might carry out with a human.
Yes, except they won't be, you know, as flexible as a human or whatever. But yes, you would do. But when they're making
them, do they
them,
talk back in any way?
You know, to get away from things like the blow-up dolls you mentioned, what they're trying to do is make them be companionable. So they want to make them more than just a sex robot. They want you to have a relationship with it. I think that's a little bit more dangerous because it's a deception. So it's a bit like talking to a chatbot. That's the way it would work. So you talk to it and can have a very limited conversation, but it might be enough for some people. You might sit and watch television with it and make the odd comment, although it's not going to understand the slightest what's going on. It will have programs in there that will make conversation. You'll pick up on key words of your speech and do that. So very much they're being designed for the you know, somebody who's a bit lonely, or very lonely, somebody who can't really get on with other humans at all, perhaps for whatever reason, lacking social contact, and maybe it helps some people.
And we have male versions available as well.
It's both, yeah, yes.
Yeah. It's good to see the world's developing as it is, isn't it?
Yes. I'm always wary of new technologies. I mean, I keep an eye on them very strongly. That's what my job is nowadays. I work for the Foundation for Responsible Robotics, and we're keeping an eye on the developments of robotics and making sure that they're being used right, and trying to convince the industry that if they get it right, they will sell a lot more of them for a longer period of time. We have to get public trust in the technology.
But as a serious scientist who wants to develop technology and be taken seriously in the technological field, do you not deep down think the people who are trying to develop robots that might be companions, whether in the bedroom or beside you on the sofa, that there's a bit of an Egypt thing going on there?
That's a good Irish word, yes. I haven't heard for a while. Yes, there's a bit of an Egypt thing going on. Quite a lot of Egypt things going on, I would say. But they're going on. I mean, it's up to the consumer as well, isn't it? If people buy them, then they'll make them. I mean, that's essentially what it amounts to. And people are good at fooling themselves. You know, it's like it's a fictional relationship you're having. But, you know, we all watch television, and you know very well that something's science fiction or it's a fantasy thing with with magicians and things, and you know deep down that this is all silly and nonsense, but you nonetheless suspend your disbelief for a while and believe it.
Very well phrased, very well phrased. Noel, always good speaking to you. Thank you for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
That is Noel Sharkey, robotics expert. Simple question for you. Would you sleep with a robot? Do let us know. 90333105. I'm just wondering, you know, and again, presuming that the volume's still turned down for the kids, have you ever slept with a blow-up doll? You know, these are... I suppose, totally acceptable things in today's society that some people will have a toy like that, where maybe 20 years ago it was just a figure of fun. Only, as I say, a Nijit would have one about him. Your opinions are much more relevant than mine. Maybe you're sitting at home at this moment in time with your friend, the robot, male or female, and he or she is providing an essential service.